Hey guys, this is WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, and you're listening to WNS. Woo!
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
Oh, that's right. What's up, everyone? I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
Welcome you to episode 544 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, the WNS Podcast, on YouTube, the WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
About to start with Stitcher.
Stitcher!
I don't think Stitcher's a thing anymore. Oh my gosh, we're on Spotify and Amazon Music. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, all those good stuff. You know, if this is your first time listening, yep. I'm sorry, I'm not going to tell you where.
You knows.
But for the longtime listeners, they know. They know. So welcome to the show. Got lots to talk about. We're going to give you our thoughts on WrestleMania 40 XL, if you will. Going to talk a little
extra large.
Going to talk a little AEW as well. Give you some hot topics. Oh, now all of a sudden I start to yawn. Great. What a great way to start the show. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm here.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's been a long week.
Yeah? But as we recover from WrestleMania.
Yeah, man, that was a good weekend.
How does it feel to win? To win the Pick the Winners contest?
That was cool. Have I won Mania before?
I feel like maybe once or twice.
Yeah, but we still accomplished our goal.
Yeah.
Of making Noah sure cry. Noah that he didn't win, and he didn't.
He did not. He failed miserably.
Yeah. So Operation Make Sure Noah Doesn't Win at WrestleMania went according to plan.
Although I have to give you your flowers, dude, because so for those unaware, every year we do a Pick the Winners contest where you pick who you think is going to win the match, and based on how many matches there are, you assign point values to how confident you are. So like if you said, okay, well, you know, Jimmy versus Jay, I'm going to pick Jimmy Uso and put 7 points because I'm fairly certain that Jimmy's going to win. Well, if Jimmy had won that match, then you would have gotten 7 points. But since you didn't, you don't get any points. So at the end of both nights, whoever has the most points wins the money because there's like a $5 buy-in. And one Tyler, don't call me a bear, a bear, got all but one choice correct. He only missed one. And it was his 1 point thing. So 1 point away from a perfect score.
Because I missed the 3-on-3.
Yeah.
The
Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits.
The Pride,
versus
right? The Pride.
Karrion Kross versus, and AOP.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Which, once they came out with a special guest commentator and a special guest referee, we knew we were done.
Yeah.
We're like, damn it.
Because I wasn't for sure at all. Like, I was more for sure about the bigger matches.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to put my big points on this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, 79 out of 80, not too bad. Earning Mr. Hebert a cool $25.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, don't let you walk out of my house without giving you some more money.
Cash.
Yeah, that's right. Depends. So, welcome to the show. While we are talking about it, let's go ahead and dive on into WrestleMania. They were calling it the greatest of all time. I don't know if it was
the greatest of all time, but it was good.
It was a very good show. Yeah, entertaining. Darn good show. Kick things off. Oh, I didn't write down the order. I just, once they had the matches, and we can talk about
bruv.
The matches. Can we talk about the matches? I'm dying to talk about the matches here.
Okay, Charlie.
I said, Carol, I gotta talk to you about Pepe Silvia, but there is no Carol. Charlie, not only do all of these people exist, they've been wondering where their mail has been for weeks. So we kick things off, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Women's World Championship. Rhea ended up retaining, which I think we both said was our pick to happen.
For sure. I thought it was a good showing.
Yeah.
It was good for Rhea to get that win at Mania.
Yeah, right too. Person won.
Yeah.
That's how I felt with a good chunk of the matches. I felt like the right people won. And
it was, excuse me,
It's one of those situations where if you follow along with the story, you know where it's going.
Yeah.
So for the wrestling fans out there, it's predictable. Yeah, it's supposed to be because like it's you're following the story, right? Like you know how it's supposed to be.
I guess yes and no, because there's some people it's like, I want to be surprised, you know. I mean, I want to believe this guy can win or this guy could win.
That's fine. But if you want to be like that, then you can't watch the wrestling that leads up to it.
Yeah.
Because it's all...
I really dislike when people... Oh, it's so predictable. AEW's like, predictable. Yeah, WWE's predictable.
Hey, guess what happens when you go watch a superhero movie? The good guy wins. 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
99 out of 100.
Yeah.
You know? Does that mean...
Those movies are so predictable.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Like, I myself, I'm not a fan of prequel movies that have the main character in it from the original because there's no sense of danger.
Yeah.
It's like every situation that they get in, you know...
You're going to survive.
They're obviously going to survive because we've seen what happens afterwards. Now, if you give me a prequel with a completely different cast...
Well, if they die... And then you're like, what's going to happen now? They have to come back for this.
They have to come back somehow.
Yep.
The prequel part two. Like, damn it.
Okay, you know what? I've never seen something like that before.
Yeah. Where they die just actually, to throw people off.
Yeah, and then they have to do like a...
Psych, gotcha.
A sequel to the prequel, but that's before the first main movie. That's a good idea.
I want to say maybe it's happened in Star Wars, but I don't think so. It's wild, man. Somehow, the Emperor has returned.
Yeah. Whoa.
How they do that. But yeah, I felt Rhea getting the win was the right choice. It was a good match, solid match. Let's see. We had the six-pack ladder match.
That was pretty cool. So the stipulation for us, because we didn't like...
That was a bonus point, but you still picked the right ones.
Yeah. This is what... This is what I like, but sometimes, so my worker was there and I think he was surprised on the stuff that we picked.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like, how do you know this? You know, I feel like we have like a good sense of, like you said, we know what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
even though we don't know officially.
Well, we follow, we're up to date with all of the storylines.
Yeah.
So we have the best guess of what's going to happen, I would think.
Because originally, I think my heart wanted The Miz and R-Truth to get one set, and then DIY to get the other set, because they have that goofy group, Regeneration X. But logically, I was like, okay, let me look at this. Yeah, R-Truth and Miz can get one.
Yeah.
And then... Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
A-Town Down Under.
Yep. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Man, that freaking ladder that has been in. Throw that shit out. Man, that wooden ladder that's painted silver looks weird.
I've always been confused by some of those. Like, I get, you know, they want to have the spots of them breaking and all that.
Yeah.
But, like, just have it be a wooden ladder. Like, they don't have to all be silver.
Yeah.
You know?
Paint that shit silver.
So that when it breaks and splinters go all over the place, wow,
that metal ladder
had wood in it. That's weird.
That's weird.
666. That's weird.
I was about to say that.
That's why I beat you to it.
It was actually a fun match.
Yeah.
It really was. And we guessed right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Awesome Truth and A-Town Down Under ended up winning the titles for that. Bianca Belair, Naomi, Jade Cargill, Dakota Kai, Asuka, Kairi Sane. I mean... We knew what this one was going to be, and we were right. Bianca, Naomi, and Jade got the win. Anything really to add to?
No.
Okay. One match that was in our prediction show that got changed, because of course it did. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee did not happen, because Dragon Lee was attacked on SmackDown before WrestleMania got underway. And Andrade took his place. And I was very surprised. Like, this was the ones I got wrong on the contest, because I was like, okay, clearly Andrade was the one that attacked Dragon Lee. He's taking the play so that he can betray Rey Mysterio, join up with Dominic and Santos, But nope, it was not the case. He was a babyface throughout the match and helped Rey Mysterio get the win. So
he has to be good. So does when he? His wife comes back, he can join forces with her and they could be two faces and be good.
No.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
They're going to.
They could be heels.
No. Nope.
They could both be bad.
No.
Charlotte's going to get booed either way.
She bad.
But overall, like, all of the matches on the card were solid, but one I felt was kind of a letdown, and that was Jimmy versus Jay, brother versus
really?
Brother.
Was that a letdown?
I felt so. Like, I felt like it could have been more, because it was just, like, super kicks, super kicks, super kicks, super kicks, super kicks, and super kicks.
Well, Young Bucks do that shit.
Yeah, but, like, the whole match was this, and I felt like it was just a little bit much. I felt like they could have added a little more to it. They could have told a better story.
Well, if they could do a super kick party, we can do a super kick party.
That's right. But unfortunately, it fell flat for me. I wasn't too impressed with the match.
The super kicks weren't believable.
But I mean, it's the story that they wanted to tell. So they told it, and it happened. They got their WrestleMania match that they had wanted. So,
Bruv.
There you go. Brother versus brother.
Brother. Hey, brother.
Brother. Let's see. Sami Zayn versus Gunta for the Intercontinental Championship.
This was another one I wasn't 100% sure of just because of... Okay. They threw this storyline together pretty quick, I thought.
Yes.
And, yeah, they're doing this Rocky thing that Sami can overcome... Gunther. But Gunther has been so dominant,
mm-hmm.
why not give him the win? But I was like, okay, hurry. I have to make my picks. Hurry. I'm just going to go with Sammy, right? Yeah. Why would they do that, right? And I got it right. So.
Well, once they showed his entrance, I was like, Sammy's winning this thing. Like, I had my suspicions, I had my doubts. But once we got to the actual, like, backstage thing where he was, like, talking to his family and, you know, there's this kid and, you know, then he walked through the curtain and, shit, there's Kevin Owens. You know, it's like, damn, dude. Like, Sammy's winning this thing.
Yeah.
And put on a really good matchup and did end up getting the victory. So.
Victor.
Where's Victor these days?
That's a good question.
Haven't heard from you.
Nobody knows.
Final match on night one, The Rock and Roman Reigns just decimated Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. So
yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah. Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
And we predicted. Like, I had a feeling The Rock was going to get the win.
Yeah.
And Cody was going to get the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Or get pinned, I mean. And that's how it turned out.
That it did.
I also predicted, this is also going to go into the second night, that one Avenger will lose it all.
Going to lose everything, man.
Yep.
And that did indeed happen. Poor Seth Rollins.
Yep, because he lost that match.
He sacrificed it all.
But also he lost the first match of the second night. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, with CM Skunk on commentary. And
tell me how you really feel about CM Punk. You calling him CM Skunk.
Just rhyming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of him.
What? You're not?
I'm trying to remember how that match went. I forget.
I felt like it was a really good match. And it was right for them to start off the show or start off night two with it.
He had a claymore right on him first.
Right out the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like one of those teases, you know, a one, two, oh my God, can you imagine? But yeah, I felt like they had a solid enough match. Rollins selling the injuries from the previous night.
Yeah.
Wasn't able to overcome Drew. Drew gets the win, the emotional send-off.
Goes and taunts CM Punk.
I was cracking up. Oh, it was gold. Right in Punk's face.
He stood up on the table and did like the suck it sign to his face. I was like, that's gold.
Yeah. But Punk got overheated and attacked Drew McIntyre and
took the brace off, hit him with the brace.
Like a coward. What a coward.
What a coward.
Um,
chicken shit.
And then Damian Priest His music hits, comes running down with the briefcase.
Which, I said this because he, okay, well, he pinned him, got the title. But I was like, I'd rather that than him, than Damian Priest try to steal the moment from Cody.
Yeah.
If Cody won.
For sure.
Yeah.
And a fan online pointed out, Drew McIntyre prevented Damian from cashing in a number of times. And so it's like, how poetic is it that, you know, Damian's the one who cashed in on Drew.
Yeah.
It's like, you could have just let him do it, and then you could have gotten your match against Damian for the title instead.
Yeah.
But instead, you were greedy, and you lost your title.
That's true.
That you worked so hard to get.
Yep.
So now the question. So Drew was having contract negotiations with WWE. So now the question is, does he re-sign with WWE or does he walk? Because normally, if he was going to re-sign, they would have let him hold the title and probably be champ for a little bit. But now it's kind of like, they let him have the moment.
When does his contract end?
Supposedly, I think pretty soon, if not already.
They're really putting it where it seems like they're going to have a Punk McIntyre feud.
Yeah.
I don't know. He may sign or he may not. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yep.
So yeah, so Rollins lost, then Drew lost. So who would have predicted that one, right? We got to see L.A. Knight versus AJ Styles. Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a match. It took place.
I don't remember what happened in the
crowd match. Was hot for L.A. Knight. And L.A. Knight got the win.
Yep.
We got to see Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits defeat Karrion Kross and AOP. And can I just say, more Snoop Dogg on commentary, please?
Yes. Yes. So fun. So entertaining.
That was great.
Yep.
I really enjoyed having him on there.
Snoop Dogg for the win. I win.
And while we're also at it talking about commentary, can we give like all of the commentary team credit? Because like they were having fun. Yes. They were, you know, building excitement.
Is that when I brought up, I'm like, hey, this banter of this stupid stuff, like Vince would
shut that down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was reported that Triple H, before night one started, got on the headset and was like, hey guys, just have some fun. You know, like, it's the biggest night for us. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's make wrestling cool. And so...
Boy, are they.
Yeah.
They are making it.
WWE's firing on all cylinders right now, which is good for them. You know, that's what we've wanted from so many years.
Yep.
Since 2012 or 11 when we started this podcast. Or 10. Whenever it was. Whenever we started this podcast. That's what we've been wanting.
Mm-hmm.
We've been wanting them to put on good product and have gripping storylines and like a reason to tune in, and now they seem to have it, which
yes
is good.
Yes.
Triple threat match, Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, excuse me.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, they did a fine job. I thought the entrance with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton was creative.
Yeah,
riding on a little golf cart.
Like, let's just team up and do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Logan ducked a move, and then what, Kevin hit Randy, or Randy hit Kevin. I don't know. They're like,
well,
are we
Logan
doing this?
Paul was down, and Orton kind of went to do the RKO to Owens, and he was like, are we really doing this now? Are you sure? You sure you want to do this? You sure about that?
Let's do it.
But yeah, Logan Paul ended up sneaking a victory. A lot of cursing slipping through as well on WrestleMania.
Yes.
I wish they would, like, I hope that when they go to Netflix, it's just uncensored.
Yeah.
Like, I get you want to put on a PG family-friendly product, but it's like, come on, dude. It's okay to let it slip.
Yep.
Like, you're firing on all cylinders. You got the crowds going back. Like, get them.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. Io Sky and Bayley for the, Women's WWE Women's Championship.
I'm blanking on that.
Yeah, the only thing that I really remember was Bayley's entrance. That was pretty much it. But Bayley did end up getting the victory, so congratulations to her. Another one of the four horsewomen getting a title at WrestleMania.
Yep.
The main event, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Oh, boy. This match had just about everything in it.
Yeah.
The only thing missing was Stone Cold Steve Austin, but that spot went to The Undertaker, we later learned. What did you think about this match?
It was a lot of back and forth. And it was a good showing for Cody. And, sorry. Can't really think right now. I knew that it was great.
What did Jim Cornette always call stuff whenever he hates it?
Backyard.
Was it backyard?
I don't know, mud show wrestling.
The last 5 minutes of this damn match was nothing but mud show. That's all it was. That's how I feel, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like.
You didn't like the interfering and.
Like, I got it, and I was expecting it. It didn't go the way I'll put it this way. It didn't go the way I was thinking it was gonna go.
What were you thinking?
Well, I didn't expect Cody to kick out of everything. I thought it was just gonna be a beatdown for a really long time. So he kicked out of the spear with the Samoan spike combo. Well, first he kicked out of the Samoan spike, then he kicked out of the Samoan spike and the spear. It was just like, you know, you've been building up all these moves for so long, you've been doing all this, and Cody's still kicking out.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little too much, so rather than go for the pin, just like, we're just going to beat you down.
You got to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I felt like it was going to be more, instead of coming out one at a time, I thought it was going to be more of, like, Rollins and Jay and Austin in that situation, or at least just Rollins and Jay coming out at the same time, as opposed to like good guy comes out, bad guy comes out, good guy comes out, bad guy comes out. Like, I thought it was gonna be like Roman beating him down, and then, you know, Cody gets the upper hand, then Jimmy interferes, he's able to throw him off, and then Solo comes in, he's able to like throw him off, like, so he's got them separated, but then the three person beatdown comes out. That's when I would have had Seth Rollins and Jay come out to sort of even the odds, kind of do it. So I don't know.
And then Rock Elvis came out.
Yeah. And then Rock, and then you would have probably had Austin, but you know, obviously they weren't able to secure him for that.
They didn't get pretty. That chokeslam was not high off the ground.
No, but you know, Rock's a big guy. But
Rock, you need to jump more, dude.
Well, I don't know if he can get the vertical like that anymore. But he did. He did fine. Yeah, I don't know. It just, I felt like they could have done a couple of things different to make it a little bit better. I don't honestly think it was a mud show. Like, you know, we were popping every time someone was coming out.
Yeah.
I appreciate.
Did you feel it like then and there, or did you think about it later?
I was kind of in the moment, just enjoying everything. But the more I kind of like sat on, I was like, man, I wish they would have done just a couple. Like, I wish they would have just tweaked it just a little bit a different way.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller. I completely appreciate and got the story of Roman attacking Seth. I'm kind of bummed that the cameras, like,
yeah, we missed that when
missed
he came
him
out.
Getting into the ring or anything. A lot of people thought that, oh shit, the Shield music means Dean Ambrose is coming, which obviously that did not happen, but the symbolism from it was very telling, because it was Roman speared Seth, who had a chair, picked him up, and it was like shades to when Seth betrayed the Shield, you know, and he was in the Shield gear. And he hit Roman over the back, Roman falls down, and Dean Ambrose is shocked, the Shield has just imploded.
Yeah.
And it was that moment where Roman was like, do I go after Seth and get my revenge for the years that you betrayed me? Or do I go after Cody and keep my title? And he chose revenge. and it cost him everything. So it was definitely an interesting story to see be told.
Yep.
But Cody did end up getting the victory after some help. You know, like I said, Undertaker was there. And
the Undertaker.
Holla, holla. Going one-on-one with him. Now that we've had SmackDown, I don't know if you saw what happened on SmackDown with Solo.
Yeah.
So during the match, Solo was barking orders at Roman, which we've never seen. Like, you could always tell he was kind of frustrated with stuff. Where? But this one, he was like, finish it, get up, like, finish his story, you know.
Solo at Roman?
Yeah. And Roman was like, yeah, I know, like, I'm trying. So you could see the frustration building. So it's really going to be interesting to see where the story with the Bloodline goes next. Because now that the title's not involved, now it's going to be two heads trying to clash. Who's going to win the...
I don't want two bloodlines or two separate groups. I mean, I get you kick someone out.
Now you got Hollywood and Wolfpack.
You kick Jay out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jay's doing good, and now you just beat the shit out of Jimmy, and Jimmy maybe... I don't know. But like...
Oh, he's out.
Because Tama Tonga is joined. That's Haku's son.
Mm-hmm.
But then also it's rumored that Jacob Fatu also signed with WWE, so he'll probably join that as well, too. Yeah. But...
Bloodline Wolfpack.
Because when they beat up Jimmy, Paul Heyman was shocked and confused and stuff.
And then Roman Reigns and Solo grabbed his phone and smashed it.
Yeah.
Smash.
And they said, Tama Tonga said to Paul, Tribal Chief's orders or something like that. So unless it's...
Well, there was a SmackDown a number of weeks back where Roman proclaimed that Solo would be the one to succeed him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's in story with that, but I guess it's happening. I guess Solo's tired of waiting around because he's like, Roman didn't get the job done at Mania. We need someone who's strong. And
so Jimmy's with Roman, and they don't have anyone else. And Paul... But then it's going to be
come back as baby
Solo
faces and join up with Jay. But Jay, I don't think that would do well for Jay.
They don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, get him away from the Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? So it's going to be Solo, Tama Tonga, and Jacob Fatu. Maybe someone else. I don't know.
Maybe. But all in all, I thought WrestleMania 40 was very good. Very enjoyable.
Yeah, for sure.
I felt bad for the crowd because, you know, the first night it was so cold.
Yeah.
And then I saw all the videos of the fans in the stands where the lights were shining in their eyes and the monitors weren't showing the matches. So it's like, man, that's got to suck. You paid all that money to go and you can't see anything.
I'm cold.
Yeah, I'm cold and I'm blind and I can't see. And
these motherfuckers.
Yep. That's all the more reason why I'm like, if I'm not getting super up close, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, no. I feel that, for sure.
I'm becoming grumpy old man, Dan. Like, if I'm not, like, to where I don't have to stand up every match, like, I'm not going.
I'm not doing it.
If I have to stand up for this match, I swear to God, I'm going home. So, but, yeah, like I said, all in all, WrestleMania was very enjoyable. So, yeah, Cody Rhodes, new undisputed WWE Universal Champion. He finished his story. He got the gold watch.
A lot of people came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Celebrated with him. It's a good moment. Where do you think the story goes now for Cody?
I mean, for a while, I mean, I don't know what the end part of his run's going to be, but he's... going to be running through some people.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he holds it until at least SummerSlam. I feel like if he's going to lose it, it's going to be at SummerSlam. I'm concerned that the fans will eventually turn on him because it always tends to happen. When the good guy gets the belt, then, you know, the crowd begins to turn.
Yeah.
And they don't want it anymore because it's not... It's not the journey anymore. The journey is over, and now it's, well, what comes next?
Yeah.
You know, what's the next destination? Who's the next? And this happens with everyone who ever wins a championship. Oh, who's going to dethrone them?
Yeah.
Like, people are already looking forward to, you know, to enjoy the ride. The next guy. So, I don't know. I feel like it's only a matter of time before the crowd starts turning on Cody. I don't want to see it because he's like the most genuine baby face they have right now. But I can already tell it's, you know, I feel by SummerSlam they'll start turning on him. Whether it's because of Drew or someone else that walks in, I don't know. I just got bad vibes.
Yeah.
Bad vibes all over, man.
I don't know who's going to be the first person to step up.
Maybe Seth, but he might be taking some time off. AJ. We'll find out.
LA Knight, AJ? No, that's two different shows, right?
Yeah. Well, and plus we got the draft coming up.
Yeah, time to shake it up.
Mm-hmm. That's time to shake things up again. Won't be hearing that voice much anymore.
Who's that?
Someone who we don't mention anymore. Damn it.
Oh, that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got confused. I was like, what? Yeah.
So, before we talk about that guy, we'll switch gears, go over to AEW, which they had been hyping up this backstage footage for a little bit. People would come out and say it's not a bait and switch. They're actually going to show it. And I will be completely honest, I was shocked that they actually did show the footage.
Yeah, yeah.
So first off, we'll talk about your thoughts on the footage itself. Then we'll talk about the backlash and the internet's opinion on what happened. So first things first, we have the Young Bucks, the Bucks of Youth, if you will, Nicholas and Matthew Jackson. Talking about the footage, talking about...
It's the middle of the hour.
Yeah, which, that makes the most sense. You don't want to make people wait, and you want to make sure that people have time to tune in. First off, this is a lose-lose situation.
No, yeah, for sure.
No matter what they do, showing this footage was a bad decision, but we'll get into it. So, they talk about the footage, what it meant, why it was... so impactful because it was like their biggest night of AEW's history, being at All In and Wembley. And then, of course, we've got a fight that breaks out. They actually show the footage. The interview that CM Punk did was accurate to where he said, I approached him and, we didn't throw punches, but I did choke him out a little bit. So then you can see, Punk kind of lash out a little bit and, get brought back. So
he lunged at.
He shoved Jack Perry. So, all right. So the internet's basically coming out saying CM Punk was right. This makes Tony Khan look weak because he says he feared for his life or whatever. What did you think of the footage?
Yeah, first I can't believe they showed it.
I was sitting next to my wife. I was like, "Oh, they're actually showing it."
Yeah. It was accurate, like you said. Punk did shove first because Jack did not touch him at all.
Yeah.
And then he lunged at Tony, like you said. We couldn't see Tony.
Off camera, yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing. Yeah, if you feared for your life, he did lunge at him. Did he try to swipe at him? Punk never said that. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't see it.
Yeah.
If you're in the middle of the fight... And here's another thing. I don't know if Tony said, hey, stop it, or if Tony was just watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Tony was just sitting there.
Well, we don't know if he was sitting or standing. He's off.
He's on the side. He could be standing or sitting. But did he say something for Punk to get in his face? That's another thing we don't know.
Yeah.
Why did Punk just do that all of a sudden? Because he's already agitated with Tony? Or did Tony say something that already... I mean, he's already agitated with Tony, say that. And then Tony said something. Did he lunge at him? Did he try to get in his face and say shit? Or did his, like, kind of like that thing where, you know, you're trying to intimidate someone. Like, you go up to him and it's like you, like...
Trying to punk him out.
You punk him out. You kind of go, like, forward and back. You know, like, you're trying to make them flinch. Did he do that? We don't know. And in a sense... I can see where people are like, oh, he's really afraid for his life of that. I mean, he could have, you know, if Tony's not used to getting in fights.
Yeah.
Yeah, he watches fights. Yeah, he watches wrestling. But he's not used to himself and, you know, someone that...
He's not exactly equipped to defend himself.
Yeah. So, I really don't know.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are like, well, you're a pussy. You know, like, no. Just shut up. Not the if he's tough or not thing. We just don't know.
Yeah. So my take on it. Look, back in the 90s, early 2000s, if you got a scrap, you got a scrap.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing. Whatever. Take it out of the parking lot. Do what you got to do. Whatever. My thoughts on it was Punk approached him. You can tell that they had words. The fact that Punk... shoved first, that tells me everything you need to know. Like, Jack Perry can be talking all the crap you want. He did not get physical.
A lot of people say, well, because he talked shit first, so he deserved it. That's what people
are going to get in your face and talk shit all the time. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you are the champion of this company, you are the headliner of this company, you represent, you know, this company to this stature, you're supposed to be looked to as this leader. You're supposed to, like, and the fact that you are physically shoving someone, putting them in a chokehold, what does that say about you? Like, how old is Jack Perry? Mid-20s?
Yeah.
Mid to late 20s? How old is CM Punk? 40s?
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you should know better than this.
Are you going to be like this old man who's always going to be up on young kids?
Yeah. You should know better than this. You should know, all right, I tried to talk some sense into this guy. He didn't listen.
It's not worth it. Yeah. I'm walking away.
Yeah. He doesn't listen. That's on him. Like, let him tear his back up, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, let him make his own decisions. I tried. He didn't listen.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm going to go up, get in your face after you just had this match, like... Yeah, we have problems. Let's hash it out or whatever. Like, the fact that Punk was the one to shove first, that tells me a lot. Second off, so Jack gets pulled back. You can see him shouting, but he never tries to lunge back after Punk. He's just like, dude, you know, get away from me. You can tell that Punk is just like incensed. It's like just losing his shit because, yeah, he knocks over the monitors and is yelling, presumably, at Tony Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is your boss. Like, I don't know any other business that would allow you to go up to a coworker, shove them, put them in a chokehold, and then lunge after the boss.
Well, he also wanted to leave, too, so that's probably played into.
That might have been. That might have been his way of thinking, okay, well, this is my way out, you know? But you can't do that. So, and another thing that fans have to reconsider or remember, something that is important to remember, is that Tony Khan did not make this decision alone.
Yeah.
It went to lawyers. It went to a group.
Council.
Yeah, it went to a council, one of which was Bryan Danielson and many other members of the AEW staff. So you have to consider... They watched the footage.
Mm-hmm.
They made the decision. Yeah, he needs to go.
Yeah.
You know, Jack Perry didn't get fired. He got suspended.
Yeah.
Punk got fired. So.
Because he didn't lay his hands on him.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing you have to consider, that this is a 40-something-year-old CM Punk shoving a 20-year-old, you know, a little brat. Sure, he can be bratty. But it's like. Dude, you're supposed to be the leader, and this is how you're acting. Now, I will say there was a leader in that room, and it was Samoa Joe, because less than 2 seconds of the shove, he's there breaking it up.
Yeah,
holding back, you know, holding on to Perry. So, you know, all credit to Samoa Joe, because I watched it several times. There are people just watching. There are people who, like, run away from it. Joe went straight to it. Hey, guys, break it up.
Yeah.
You know, Joe is the leader, not Punk.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So, the fact that so many people, like,
defend Punk?
The fact that they defend Punk is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, well, it's like the people who, I don't know, there's multiple reasons. I don't know.
Now, the unfortunate thing, so the fortunate thing is we got to see this footage. We finally got to see whatever, you know, what really happened. It's no Punk side of the story, no Perry side of the story, Tony Khan side of the story. Here is what happened. We got to see it. So, based on what they've all said to one another, the timing lines up, you know, the actions line up, whatever. But here it is. Here's the footage. You know, you get to see it. Should AEW have shown the footage? Probably not.
No.
Sure. I'm glad that they did because we can finally see it.
Yeah.
You know, just as
we're all curious about it.
Yeah, just for curiosity's sake. Did this do them any favors? No. Did this bring up the viewership? Not really. Is this going to continue bringing in viewers?
No,
probably not. So I can get the fact that Tony Khan was of the mindset of, all right, he wants to come and talk shit. We'll show the people how he really is.
Yeah.
My main concern is going forward, they need to no longer address it. They need to no longer mention CM Punk. They don't, even in promos, they don't even need to take shots at WWE.
Yep.
Be your own thing.
Yep.
Do your own thing.
Because I back in the past, I was for that with certain things.
Yeah.
They've done that before with Punk saying to MJF, you're Miz or whatever and all that stuff and back and forth. And I was for that. Don't get me wrong. But we're at a different time, different situation. Because I'll jump a little bit forward and then we're going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
With the whole thing with Triple H. Mm-hmm. And I get it. And I get that situation. Because even Punk took a shot at Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
In the thing at Mania or whatever, like, because I think he got a tattoo of the attendance.
Yeah.
So Punk said that Corey Graves or Pat McAfee, hey, are you gonna get a tattoo of the attendance?
Yeah.
To my knowledge, I don't think Will Ospreay and Punk had anything against each other, but Punk still had to take that damn shot.
And that's the thing, like, this whole weekend was like taking shots at one another.
Yeah.
And so, like, all right. You guys do your thing. We're gonna do our thing.
Yeah, just stop now. We're done. Like it's just. I feel like the wrestlers lose, and the fans lose in this situation.
Yeah.
Man, I was going up and down, and like I felt bad, and then I got into that pit of shouldn't have done that when I posted videos on Facebook, looking at the comments. Dude, it was so horrible, and they were posting stuff about that situation on videos of AEW that had nothing to do with that situation. Everyone was taking over everything with AEW. Negative, 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 negative. I'm like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
It was so horrible. So bad. And it's like, yeah, I know they shouldn't have done that, you know? And it's like, two wrongs don't make a right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Tony's probably hurt what Punk said in that Ariel Helwani interview and stuff.
Well, but I mean, that's what caused it.
Yeah.
Because the interview happened. Tony Khan went silent on social media for 2 days after that interview. And then when they came back, they're like, oh, we're showing this footage.
Well, when was the whole thing with Edge?
That was that Wednesday. So, like, the interview with Punk came out on Monday. That Wednesday, Edge came out and cut the promo.
They should have left it after that. And then you do that shit after Edge.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look good, man.
Yeah.
Like, and I love AEW.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want to appear bitter, but
Tony is bitter.
Yeah.
I don't think Tony knows how to deal with his heart.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, his heart's broken, and he doesn't know how to deal with certain situations.
Mm.
I know he's learning.
Yeah.
To me, he seems like a kid. I know he's younger than me. And He's probably, what, early 30s? 29, 30? I'm 35. Unless he's around my age, 36, 37.
He's 41.
Oh, no. He's older than me.
Yeah.
By a few years. Mm-hmm. But he's never been in this business before.
Yeah.
He's never been a booker. He's never been this.
And that's the thing that I think a lot of fans don't fully grasp. Because as much as we being fans, as much as everyone on the internet being fans, say, oh, they should do this, they should do that, Tony Khan is just as much a fan as any of us. But he had the capability to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And of course, you can't please everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to look at him as a fellow fan. But he's not the business guy. You know, he's not the boss, like when you walk in. And I feel like that's where his biggest struggle is. I feel like he's got so much going on that it's becoming too much. And, like, I think they should make one hire, Scott D'Amore.
Yes.
Have him come in.
Oh, say, my God.
Tony, you're the boss, but let me handle it.
Scott D'Amore would do so good for AEW.
Yeah. Because, you know, you got to think, he books the Dynamites, the Rampage, Collision, Ring of Honor, and anything else that they have going on top of his obligations with the NFL, on top of the obligations he has with the football team that he works with. So, like, he can't keep doing that. Yeah. He's got to be able to delegate.
He's going
to
burn out.
Yeah.
He really is.
So he's got to be able to delegate just a little bit, say, you know, I know he trusts Danielson. I feel like if he were bringing D'Amore, that would be a wonderful hand to have. And just say, guys, you know, make me proud.
Help me.
Yeah. Help. Like, help me contain this this locker room.
Help.
Because, you know, I don't want AEW to go under because
of Tony.
No, because I want all these wrestlers to have jobs.
Yes.
You know, like you showed me the video earlier today of Tony Khan back in 2019 saying the reason why WCW went down and went under is because their roster was so big. And you can't be paying all these people. You can't hire everybody. It's like,
you're doing that.
You're doing that right now.
And so a statistics guy, and you forgot you said that.
Yeah. Like, it's not good that you know, AEW posted like $34 million in losses last year. It's like, ugh. Like, you need to start making some changes. Like, I know they had some cuts, but
that's
like,
not enough.
Well, for one, I think they need to stop going to small cities. You know, they were in freaking Kentucky for Collision and only had 1,800 fans out there. And I'm seeing on Reddit people going, I didn't even know they were coming to town. Like,
they didn't advertise.
They didn't. Yeah, their advertisement in how, you know, in the markets are down.
Some growing pains. They're trying to learn.
Yeah.
With stuff, and he thinks certain things work.
Even the last Dynamite when they came through Houston, there weren't that many people, and it's like you're driving around. It's like, I haven't seen a single billboard. I don't see, you know, you don't hear a single commercial on the radio. Like, you know, you've got to start like having people go and get the word out. You know, like, because Houston's a big area. You should have been able to sell it out
for sure. For sure.
You know.
I have this fear of them tanking, you know.
And that would be terrible.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people out of a job.
Yes. Huh. Yes, yes, yes.
But either way, you can't. Going forward, you cannot do this. You can't be the, you know, the scorned lover, the brokenhearted. You know, you got to say, all right, you know what? He's gone. That's it.
Let's
gone.
Move forward.
Let's keep going. Who wants his spot?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, we've got Kenny Omega down. We've got Adam Page is out. Who wants their spots? Who's taking it? Like, who's stepping up?
Yeah.
You know?
Come on.
So.
It's just a sad situation.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And it's like, And even going into the Will Ospreay thing, like him saying that stuff, like he shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't directly making it towards you. Yes, he was probably saying about independents and AEW in general. You know what I mean? But he wasn't saying about you specifically.
Well, that was a shot at Triple H. So.
And but, you know, Triple H was wrong. You know, like, there are other people, like, yes, they have AEW and they may do one or two things a week, but AEW allows their people to do independents.
Yeah.
Multiple independents through the week. So they're not just staying down the whole week. And hey, motherfucker, don't you forget, WWE, their schedule when it comes to house shows is less than it was back in the past.
Yep.
So I wouldn't be playing that fucking card. Like, Triple H is cocky when it comes to that shit. And like, just shut up.
Yeah.
And just say, just praise your company.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are. As tough as you talk, motherfucker, you are going to look at certain people who come through.
Yeah.
If Cody talks high about MJF, well, he was part of that schedule. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not going to look at... Oh, now you're going to look at him? Oh, so so what you said a while ago was just bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Shut the fuck up. Just... That's the same on him, same as other people that like to talk trash. Just do your thing. Stay in your lane. Can we just do that? Everybody. AEW stuff, stay in your lane. WWE, stay in your lane. Promote the company, get bigger.
Some good news, I guess, to come out of AEW. Brian Cage has confirmed signing a new AEW contract. So I hope he's sticking around a little bit longer.
Yeah, I don't think he said he would like the schedule for WWE. I mean, that's probably a little lighter, but but you stay in WWE, you only do WWE stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He gets and, to do independent stuff.
In an interview, he said that... he was like, they care about you so much in AEW. He was like, I've never seen a boss that cares more about his staff than Tony Khan. Because he was like, hell, we had two contracted wrestlers die. And he paid out their entire contract to the families to take care of them. He was like, you know, when you're injured, they're still paying you. He was like, I've never seen that before.
Because it wasn't done before.
Mm-hmm. So.
Because I don't even think WWE did that, right? No. Yeah, they may pay for your medical or whatever.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was, we're paying you to wrestle and that's it. Like, you're in charge of your car, you're in charge of your hotel, you gotta make sure you book the right flights and everything.
I thought WWE books your own hotel.
The wrestlers had to book it.
Oh, the wrestlers?
Yeah. Oh. Or at least they had to pay for it. I think they'll say, hey, we're putting it under your name, but you gotta pay for it.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I might be wrong. Who knows? The news. But going back over to WWE and some hot topics, Vince McMahon, a name that we probably won't be saying too much longer, has put his remaining TKO stock up for sale. So,
we'll probably hear his name more if there's more stuff that comes out of his trial and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He has put the last of his TKO stock up for sale. So once that's sold, he is officially gone. Like,
good.
Gone, gone.
Good.
Farewell.
You've made a lot of people fucking miserable throughout your life. And I know you can't please everyone and shit. But, like, I've heard so many former wrestlers say shit about Vince. And there's people who love him.
Yeah.
Like, you have some high people in WWE who's always loved him. Of course, the people who are, on top, most of them like him. Like, John likes him.
Yeah.
Seth likes him. Brian Danielson likes him and stuff. But then you see certain people like, oh, Cry Me a River and all this shit. But, like, Muhammad Hassan, take him, for instance, was told by him and creative, you're going to do this storyline as a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
That shit backfired. And in the press, then he got that, and they basically let him go because of it. It wasn't Muhammad Hassan's fault. It was Vince and the writers.
Yeah.
And you just screwed that man over.
Mm-hmm.
And shit like that has happened before, not just Muhammad Hassan. So. Yeah.
And like I said, you know, there's plenty of NDAs that are out there that people probably can't come forward and
the
speak up
the stupid-ass sexual shit he's probably, you know, other than with this lady that he's done.
So going into some release, NXT UK assistant GM Sid Scala.
Yeah, don't ask me.
Has been released by the company, by WWE. And while they are kind of scaling down, WWE have announced they're going to be scaling down the augmented reality features during broadcasts. So the little...
Yeah.
Three, you know, all the shit that we're like, how do they get that up there so fast? And we joke around.
Dang, I missed saying this.
It's not going away for good. They might keep it around for special occasions and pay-per-view events, yeah. But I like the fact that Triple H said, you know, he was like, we're going to make this... the stage is smaller because we want fans in the thing. Like, if we're cutting off fans from being able to see, like, we'll make the stage smaller so that you can, because like they want bodies in the building.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah.
I think he has a different mindset than Vince.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. He's not stuck in his ways.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. For one. In some sad news, possibly, Big E has come out and said, quote, I'm not medically cleared, and truthfully, I may never be cleared.
I would assume he would never be medically cleared.
He said, but I am blessed to be free of pain, immensely happy, and otherwise healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's all you can really ask for.
He'll still be part of that company.
Yeah.
Doing other things.
He could do pre-show. He could come back as a manager, you know, commentator, something like that. You know, he is such a lovable guy.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That I'm sure that they would love to have him in some form or fashion still there. Like, I mean, it really sucks that if that's the case and he never is medically cleared to compete again, at least he got to be champion. He got to be, you know, tag champs with the New Day, one of the most successful groups in WWE history and wrestling history.
Yeah.
You know, like, he got to be part of some really big moments. Like, yeah, you can say, well, you know, it sucks that his career got cut short. It's like, well, at least he's still alive.
Look at also some people with their careers have been shorted and they didn't have a good, like, life in general. Like, look at Draws.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Draws has passed away. Yeah. But, you know, he got paralyzed and he was in a chair, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been a lot worse. And thankfully, he is, quote, free of pain. So,
yeah.
You know, that's all you can ask for. Final bit of Hot Topic news we have. Jon Moxley winning the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship.
Awesome. That's pretty big.
So he's going to make his return to AEW on Wednesday, and I'm guessing he's bringing the belt with him. So we'll see. Be on the lookout for that.
Cool, 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 man.
Anything else you have to add?
It may not be great for a lot of people, but I like how Adam Copeland is starting to wrestle and be around talent on air that he's never, you know, been around or
first
wrestled.
Time ever.
Yeah. It may not have been the greatest
you
match, but
stuff.
Like, oh yeah. Even wasn't the greatest, but Adam Copeland versus Penta, that was still pretty cool.
Yeah.
First time ever. He's teaming up with Mark Briscoe and Eddie Kingston versus House of Black. Yeah. That's still cool.
That's wild.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's neat in itself, and Adam is trying his best to make everything good, positive stuff, you know. And I mean, he's not the best wrestler, but he's having fun.
He's having
that's
fun.
Cool.
That's cool.
There's a lot of wrestlers that are having fun, and that's
what
they
can. He wants to end his career on his terms.
Yeah.
So, and that's what he's going to do.
Yep.
So, awesome. Good stuff. Well, got anything else in the wrestling world?
No.
Just enjoying X-Men 97.
Man, that's it's so good. So good.
Hell yeah. Good deal. Make sure to go and watch it if you haven't already. It's on Disney Plus. Go check it out. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. If you have any questions, what's up?
We won't be here next week.
We won't be here next week. Yes, A-Bear's going out of town. I forgot. Surprise. Going to Disney.
I'm going to Disney.
Weekend Disney. That's
World,
awesome.
Not land.
Yeah. So that should be pretty fun. So we'll be back in the future. Be on the lookout for a new episode. You know all the socials. You know where to find us. For the podcast crew, I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Abear.
And we will catch you all on the next one.
Bruv.